as I continue to explore the Good Life experience. It's literally only been open 15 minutes, and I'm all over the place enjoying the last rays of sunshine, and I'm very lucky to have bumped into Kerris Matthews. Hello.
Hello there. Welcome.
Wandering around with the kids, having a good time. Shouldn't you be working or something?
I know, that's the beauty of this, isn't it? I'm not scheduled to sing or anything. I'm just kind of wandering around. My official role at this minute now is troubleshooting, which means actually just wandering around.
Finding any issues.
Making sure the fires are lit.
Yeah. Marshmallows
really
dripping.
I love it.
You say you've done all of your work up to now. You've had quite a serious hand in getting some really interesting musicians here.
I think the whole point of putting on a festival like this is to be able to invite people that you think will, you know, make a lot of people happy and enlighten people, and so it's getting together a lot of passionate people away from the hype and away from commerce, basically.
Yeah, I'm not going to name drop any particular festivals, but there's a big feeling nowadays when you go to a festival, you pay massive amount of money. It feels like punters in, give them something to do for a bit, get them out as quick as possible.
Well, we're in front of the oldest wooden Helter Skelter in the UK here now, just next to the chain. What do you call those things?
The swing seat things.
We're basically in the corner where we've got the vintage
fair. I'm looking at my entire family having way too much fun at the moment on there.
It's completely free. So, you know, if you've got children, you'll know how much it costs to go to a festival. So we wanted to sort of, I don't know, it's just a great excuse to get a lot of great people together in a field in northwest England / northeast Wales. Have I got that part? Yeah, we're on the border basically. And just, yeah, it was like, I get so many great acts through the radio show. And Charlie and Gladstone, Caroline Gladstone, they also worked in the record industry, plus we've been friends for so many years. And they've got all this beautiful land here. We're next to two castles. The bell tents are right in front of the ancient castle there. I don't know, why wouldn't you try to get all your passionate friends together? We've got chefs, we've got literary experts, we've got antiquarian booksellers, we've got the vintage fairground for free, we've got Cuban cigar rolling and Cuban dancing, and the bands come in from Cuba, as well as Eroica Britannia behind us as well. Just good people. There's a lot of good people around, and it doesn't have to be, and it basically doesn't have to be about the bottom line. It doesn't have to be about the pressure to succeed or the pressure to make a buck out of somebody. That's what we're trying to get away from.
It seems to me, yeah, exactly what you just said, there isn't seem to be the pressure for the bottom line. There's nobody here like handing out business cards. It's not like a networking event. It's about the behind the scenes. It's like, look, yeah, check this out. To be able to show my kids, this is not only where your meat comes from. Look at it, be prepared right now.
We got butchery classes, how to butcher basically whole animals. We've got blacksmithery here, campfire cooking, how to look after your... It's just basically being self-sufficient if you want to be self-sufficient. Get back in touch with, you know, nature, respect nature. I don't know, all those hippie kind of thing. Well, hopefully any of the hippie new age stuff. No crystals.
I haven't seen any crystals yet. I did see some tequila in the campsite at 5 o'clock, and I said to them, that's a bit early. Pace yourself.
No, it's you know, there are so many good things about this earth, you know, and it's without getting too like new age about it. But.
With Tom Herbert being here, I know Tom. Has he brought his...
6-year-old mother yeast, yes.
He has, yeah. Well, it was 57 years old when he gave me some.
Oh,
I've killed it, though. I need some more.
I saw him, because there's no VIP area here for a reason. It's not, again, it's not about us and them or any of this smoke and mirrors of hype and celebrity. It's just about, you know, I don't know.
I've only been here 15 minutes. I get that feel. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 days.
Well, Tom was wandering around last year with this glass bell jar, like Sylvia Plath's bell jar thing. And I was like, what is that? And it's like, it's my mother. I'm like, really? Yeah, mother yeast. So he cooks on these fires. There's loads of fires dotted around.
Yeah, I videoed him once at the Do Lectures. And that's why I was really impressed by how you can keep this sourdough yeast alive for like 57 years at the time. And I said, can I have some of that? And I managed maybe 2 years. And I felt really guilty. I went away for like...
What, did you forget to water it?
No, I went away for over a month, and it's kind of my responsibility, yeah.
Oh, you murderer.
No. And I had so many good loaves. I say they were good. Everybody else say a bit heavy. But...
Sourdough, yeah. Well, we got loads of... Thomasina Myers was just here now. She's like in charge of the Oaxaca, bringing fresh Mexican cooking to the UK. So she's going to do loads of demonstrations. So maybe you'll have better luck with the fresh Mexican cooking.
I aim to leave with new skills, maybe a bit of old sourdough and a lot of really good memories, especially with a family.
Well, I hope the kids really are allowed to go wild. Mine certainly are. I don't know where the hell they are.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, it's, of course, it's just my pleasure, really.
Are you going to pick up any instrument, microphone, anything over the around a campfire?
There's a massive campfire. Charlie's been building. Like, there's a whiskey shack in the woods there, and there's a massive campfire. Just
hang on. Wait. Forget the campfire. Where?
There's
point to the whiskey shack.
Shack. It's right in that copse of wood. I've just come from there.
Next stop. Probably,
that's why I'm talking so much. Just have to make sure it tasted all right.
I've got my hip flask in here.
No, there's a huge campfire. I don't know. I brought some Dylan Thomas to maybe read when the stars are out. We've got Stargazer coming from Kenya as well. So he's got his telescope, so I'm waiting for that. Anyway, have a great time.
Thank you so much for your time.
No.